104.5 The Zone at 9:01. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Family owned and operated. Go to allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside. I'm Kevin Ingram. Morgan Alexander filling in for Schaefer this morning. Great to see Morgan. Titans and Chargers Sunday at 3:05 over at Nissan Stadium. This guy will be part of the CBS broadcast along with Ian Eagle. Dan Fouts, the Hall of Famer, joins us now. Dan, what's going on this morning?
Well, just enjoying a beautiful Nashville morning. It's a spectacular day.
Oh, man, it's nice. It's been so hot here for a whole lot of the fall. We finally have some nice fall weather for you, so good to go. Dan, as a guy who's, you know, of course, a Hall of Fame quarterback, what's most challenging for both these guys that are involved in making a quarterback switch like the Titans have done?
Well, it's never easy, and it always has the danger of splitting a locker room. But in this case, I think the way things are going, and before the season gets totally out of hand, this is something that Vrabel felt he needed to do to get things headed back in the right direction. Of course, it's one of those wait-and-see situations. But, you know, going up against the Charger defense that has struggled with trying to just keep guys healthy and on the field, this may be a good opportunity for Tannehill.
Tannehill's been a starter in this league for several years with Miami. How much of a boost can you envision him giving this team on Sunday?
You know, I think if he plays as he did, you know, against the Broncos, it'll be a big boost because he was decisive. He got the ball out and, you know, he looked like he read the defenses properly. And it did seem like there was a bit of more energy to the offense when he was in there.
You know, as you scout these teams, are the Titans one of the harder ones to figure out, just given how good they've looked at times and then how bad they've looked in other games?
Yeah, you know, they have such a good defense. And when you have one side of the team that's so dominant, it does make it, you know, tough to figure out how they're going to play each Sunday. But, you know, the big thing for the Titans is to get this offense going again and to get Derrick Henry going again. I mean, 18 carries for just 20 or 15 carries for just 28 yards last week. Obviously, that's not going to get it done when you expect so much more from him and the offensive line.
Our guest is the Hall of Famer Dan Fouts will be on the CBS call on Sunday of the Titans and Chargers.
Well, Dan, I'd love to hear your perspective on when your offensive line is not playing very well and you're the starting quarterback, what do you do to get them to get out of the funk as an individual leader of men in your locker room, let alone on the football field? How do you address that?
Well, you just make sure that during practice, everybody is paying attention to the details and that nothing slips by. And if you run a play that's not perfect in practice, you got to do it over and over again until you get it right. And then hopefully that will carry over to the game. But, you know, just it's the same old thing. It's just work, work, work. But also the work that has to go into it has to be as much mental as it is physical so that there aren't any mistakes come Sunday.
I know Phillip Rivers, I think, had a bad day at the office, I guess, maybe not just last week, but maybe the last couple of weeks. What has been the issue there with the turnovers with Phillip Rivers over the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's very similar to the Titans. The problems of the offensive line for the Chargers have been really epic. You lose the center in Pouncey. Your left tackle, your blindside tackle, Russell Okung, is out, although he may be back for the game on Sunday. But that's been the biggest problem for the Chargers is they haven't been able to run the ball. Remember, Melvin Gordon was held out for the first four games trying to get a new contract. That didn't work out, and he's only averaging 2.5 yards a carry since he's come back. So it's the same type of scenario. It's almost like a mirror image of the Titans. Problems up front and no running game puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of the quarterback, I want to ask you one last question with your observation through your time of Marcus and what have you seen out of him, even if you just watched him on a limited basis this season, that he could probably fix this glaring to you as a Hall of Famer?
But it just looks like he's lost a bit of confidence, and I think that'll come back for him. Maybe this is a good break for him as well to get a chance to just you know, relax a little bit, take some pressure off, and take a look at the offense from the sidelines. And you know, he'll be very much involved, though, with Tannehill. He's a great teammate. He's a guy that wants to win more than anybody. And, you know, with his background, being an Oregon Duck, you can't go wrong.
Quack.
We're speaking to Dan Fouts, of course, of CBS Sports, NFL analyst. Dan, you got to feel a kinship with Phillip Rivers. You guys, your careers have sort of taken similar paths, you know, great regular season numbers, but a lot of frustrations in the postseason.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, sorry thanks, about Mark. That. Jeez.
Well, I mean, guy's in the Hall of Fame. He's got a gold jacket.
Yeah. How was your postseason?
Not very good.
Mark's over.
I know what you're saying. And, you know, Phillip still has some time left, and we'll see what happens with the end of his career.
What about, you know, he is still, you know, playing at a pretty high level, seems to have an enthusiasm still for the game. And I guess there were some misgivings for him, you know, moving from San Diego to Los Angeles. But, you know, do you see him still playing another couple of years?
Yeah, I do, because he's so durable and he's tough and he's strong. He just needs protection, especially, you know, he's in his 16th year now. He was never very mobile. He's a tremendous pocket passer, but as the pocket seems to crumble around him, you know, obviously that puts pressure on any quarterback, especially one that, as I said, is not going to get out of the pocket very often. And although I do expect him to play well because he's coming home. I mean, Decatur's just 2 hours away. And, you know, they have a lot of fans and friends here. I expect him to be fired up on Sunday.
What about two, and maybe this could be a short-term trend or maybe a portent of things to come, but you've got like Ryan Allen with Carolina, you know, Devlin Hodges with the Steelers, and Gardner Minshew with Jacksonville. You know, three guys who were chosen either late in the draft or not drafted at all, who are experiencing success in their first year in the league.
You know, the big thing about that is that in college, all the guys you talked about threw the ball a heck of a lot. And there's no substitute for experience, whether it comes in whatever level of college ball. You know, Minshew at Washington State threw the heck out of the ball. And with, you know, Hodges at Samford, he also threw the ball a lot in college. So that type of experience bodes well. They didn't measure up. You know, they're not real tall. They're not the prototype looking type of quarterback, but they do know how to pass the football.
Dan Falsa, our guest here on the Wake Up Zone. I appreciate him joining us for a few minutes. We talk about the Titans and Chargers coming up on Sunday. You know, kind of back to the matchup of the Titans and Chargers, you know, and you touched on this a little bit, but what kind of success can the Titans defense have against their offensive line, which, you know, is missing some key parts?
Well, that is the key. The Chargers have given up some sacks, just 12, but, you know, the Titans, they need to get pressure on Rivers, no question about it. And they're healthy defensively, and I think that really bodes well for the Titans. They've had a good season so far with Dean Pease coordinating their defense, especially on third downs. And third downs are always the key. When you're only allowing 27% of complete or conversion rate on third downs to your opponent, then that means your defense is doing something good. And, you know, allowing just 15 points a game tells you all you need to know.
What impresses you about Kevin Byard as a defensive back?
Well, it seems like he knows where the ball is. That's for sure. I mean, with the three interceptions, he's you know, the type of guy you want to have out there. Good, solid corner play and a couple of ex-Patriots and Ryan and Butler. And Vaccaro's been solid at the other safety spot. So this is an outstanding secondary, along with the linebackers who run very well and a big, stout up front. I mean, I like this defense of the Titans.
Well, Dan, I have to ask you, man. Every time I watch the Chargers, I see Keenan Allen making plays all over the place in different ways. Man, is he, how underrated is he? Because he's got to be, you know, one of the top receivers in the National Football League.
Well, he's got 40 catches already, and that's saying quite a bit on a team that's won just two games. So he is Rivers' favorite target. And the other thing you got to look for on Sunday is the tight end, Hunter Henry.
Yes.
Is back. He had a huge day last week against Pittsburgh when he caught 8 passes and a couple of scores. So with Allen and Henry and also Mike Williams, the third-year pro out of Clemson,
right,
Rivers has 3 solid receivers to get the ball to.
Okay. Dan, we'll let you roll. Thanks so much. Enjoy our nice weather here, at least for now.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right, have a good day. From the NFL on CBS, it's Dan Fouts joining us. Will be on the call on TV Sunday of the Titans and the Chargers.
Well, if he never comes back on the show, you can blame me. That question did not go where I thought it would.
Well, if you could tell, boy, he was sharp on that one. Golly, Mark, he ruined everything. Man.
Can't have anything.
Well, there is a similarity there, isn't there?
I guess so. Mm.
I didn't mean it disrespectfully because the guy had a phenomenal career.
Was that appropriately to ask at this moment in time?
I think it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say I didn't totally think it out.
Maybe we could have Dan Fouts and David Price on the show together sometime. We could ask about their playoff failures.
Yeah, late. Yeah, man. He's looking up right now, Googling Mark Howard.
Right. Who is this guy?
And my postseason. My illustrious postseason.
He did ask you how your postseason's going. That was a slam dunk on you, really, because you didn't play in one.
Yes, exactly. I got that.
Wow.
Alrighty. 9:12 the time on 104.5 East.
Wow. Sorry, Dan. Oh, you're not there. Can't hear us.
Dan, you're so smart.
Could you please text Dan and crew an email saying that we're apologizing for Mark Howard's question? Make sure you specific Mark Howard's
Do
question.
Do not reflect the views of the wake-ups.
We should have a penalty box that I sit in for like 5 minutes.
Yes, that would be major. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Nice little penalty box. We should get that.
All right, coming up next, Mark Hudspeth. He is the head coach at Austin Peay. They're off to a great start in OVC play. We'll see outlook for tomorrow against TSU when we come back. More Wake Up Zone coming up next here on The Zone. Blaine, first, in a word about Eurofix.
Yes, if you've ever been frustrated with whoever worked on your vehicle because you weren't allowed to go back to the service bay and talk to the technician to show them the problem, then you have to bring it back a second or a third time to get the same thing fixed. That's really annoying. Blaine Bishop here to tell you about Eurofix. Eurofix takes the irritation out of auto repair on European makes. Eurofix is happy to take you back to the service bay and back of the shop so you can talk to the technician, get to know him personally so he understands your problem, so you're not bringing your vehicle back the second or the third time. And oh, by the way, while you're back there in the shop, you won't find any oil puddles, dirt, trash, or grime all over the floor to ruin your clothes and shoes. And if you felt lied to by other repair centers, come on over to Eurofix. It's a place you can trust. You don't need an appointment like others insist. Just drop right on in. Eurofix provides you with a free rental car with every repair, plus a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on every repair, so you drive with confidence. So for Eurofix near you, give them a call. That's 844-EUROFIX. 844-EUROFIX, or you can visit them online at myeurofix.com.
Good thing sports with you as you start your day.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, with Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
...104.5 The Zone at 9:01. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, family owned and operated. Go to allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside. I'm Kevin Ingram. Morgan Alexander filling in for Schaefer this morning. Great to see Morgan. Titans and Chargers Sunday at 3:05 over at Nissan Stadium. This guy will be part of the CBS broadcast, along with Ian Eagle. Dan Fouts, the Hall of Famer, joins us now. Dan, what's going on this morning?
Well, just enjoying a beautiful Nashville morning. It's a spectacular day.
Oh, man, it's nice. It's been so hot here for a whole lot of the fall. We finally have some nice fall weather for you, so good to go. Dan, as a guy who's, you know, of course, a Hall of Fame quarterback, what's most challenging for both these guys that are involved in making a quarterback switch like the Titans have done?
Well, it's never easy, and it always has the danger of splitting a locker room. But in this case, I think the way things are going, and before the season gets totally out of hand, this is something that Vrabel felt he needed to do to get things headed back in the right direction. Of course, it's one of those wait-and-see situations. But, you know, going up against the Charger defense that has struggled with trying to just keep guys healthy and on the field, this may be a good opportunity for Tannehill.
Tannehill's been a starter in this league for several years with Miami. How much of a boost can you envision him giving this team on Sunday?
You know, I think if he plays as he did, against the Broncos, it'll be a big boost because he was decisive. He got the ball out and, you know, he looked like he read the defenses properly, and it did seem like there was a bit of more energy to the offense when he was in there.
You know, as you scout these teams, are the Titans one of the harder ones to figure out, just given how good they've looked at times and then how bad they've looked in other games?
Yeah, you know, they have such a good defense, and when you have one side of the team that's so dominant, it does make it you know, tough to figure out how they're going to play each Sunday. But, you know, the big thing for the Titans is to get this offense going again and to get Derrick Henry going again. I mean, 18 carries for just 20 or 15 carries for just 28 yards last week. Obviously, that's not going to get it done when you expect so much more from him and the offensive line.
Our guest is the Hall of Famer Dan Fouts will be on the CBS call on Sunday of the Titans and Chargers.
Well, Dan, I'd love to hear your perspective on when your offensive line is not playing very well and you're the starting quarterback, what do you do to get them to get out of the funk as an individual leader of men in your locker room, let alone on the football field? How do you address that?
Well, you just make sure that during practice, everybody is paying attention to the details and that nothing slips by. And if you run a play that's not perfect in practice, you got to do it over and over again until you get it right. And then hopefully that will carry over to the game. But, you know, just it's the same old thing. It's just work, work, work. But also the work that has to go into it has to be as much mental as it is physical so that there aren't any mistakes come Sunday.
I know Phillip Rivers, I think, had a bad day at the office, I guess, maybe not just last week, but maybe the last couple of weeks. What has been the issue there with the turnovers with Phillip Rivers over the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's very similar to the Titans. The problems of the offensive line for the Chargers have been really epic. You lose the center in Pouncey. Your left tackle, your blindside tackle, Russell Okung, is out, although he may be back for the game on Sunday. But that's been the biggest problem for the Chargers is they haven't been able to run the ball. Remember, Melvin Gordon was held out for the first four games trying to get a new contract. That didn't work out, and he's only averaging 2.5 yards a carry since he's come back. So it's the same type of scenario. It's almost like a mirror image of the Titans. Problems up front and no running game puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of the quarterback, I want to ask you one last question with your observation through your time of Marcus and what have you seen out of him, even if you just watched him on a limited basis this season, that he could probably fix this glaring to you as a Hall of Famer?
Well, it just looks like he's lost a bit of confidence, and I think that'll come back for him. Maybe this is a good break for him as well to get a chance to just relax a little bit, take some pressure off, and take a look at the offense from the sidelines. And you know, he'll be very much involved, though, with Tannehill. He's a great teammate. He's a guy that wants to win more than anybody. And, you know, with his background, being an Oregon Duck, you can't go wrong.
Quack.
We're speaking to Dan Fouts, of course, of CBS Sports NFL analyst. Dan, you got to feel a kinship with Phillip Rivers. You guys, your careers have sort of taken similar paths, you know, great regular season numbers, but a lot of frustrations in the postseason.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, sorry thanks, about Mark. That. Jeez.
Well, I mean, guy's in the Hall of Fame. He's got a gold jacket.
Yeah. How was your postseason?
Not very good.
Mark's over.
I know what you're saying. And, you know, Phillip still has some time left, and we'll see what happens with the end of his career.
What about, you know, he is still – you know, playing at a pretty high level, seems to have an enthusiasm still for the game. And I guess there were some misgivings for him, you know, moving from San Diego to Los Angeles. But, you know, do you see him still playing another couple of years?
Yeah, I do, because he's so durable and he's tough and he's strong. He just needs protection, especially, you know, he's in his 16th year now. He was never very mobile. He's a tremendous pocket passer, but as the pocket seems to crumble around him, you know, obviously that puts pressure on any quarterback, especially one that, as I said, is not going to get out of the pocket very often. And although I do expect him to play well because he's coming home. I mean, Decatur's just 2 hours away. And you know, they have a lot of fans and friends here. I expect him to be fired up on Sunday.
What about two? And maybe this could be a short-term trend or – maybe a portent of things to come, but you've got like Ryan Allen with Carolina, you know, Devlin Hodges with the Steelers and Gardner Minshew with Jacksonville, you know, three guys who were chosen either late in the draft or not drafted at all, who are experiencing success in their first year in the league.
You know, the big thing about that is that in college, all the guys you talked about threw the ball a heck of a lot. And there's no substitute for experience, whether it comes in whatever level of college ball. You know, Minshew at Washington State threw the heck out of the ball. And with, you know, Hodges at Samford, he also threw the ball a lot in college. So that type of experience bodes well. They didn't measure up. You know, they're not real tall. They're not the prototype-looking type of quarterback, but they do know how to pass the football.
Dan Falsa, our guest here on the Wake Up Zone. We appreciate him joining us for a few minutes. We talk about the Titans and Chargers coming up on Sunday. You know, kind of back to the matchup of the Titans and Chargers, you know, and you touched on this a little bit, but what kind of success can the Titans defense have against their offensive line, which, you know, is missing some key parts?
Well, that is the key. The Chargers have given up some sacks, just 12, but, you know, the Titans, they need to get pressure on Rivers, no question about it. And they're healthy defensively, and I think that really bodes well for the Titans. They've had a good season so far with Dean Pease coordinating their defense, especially on third downs. And third downs are always the key. When you're only allowing 27% of complete or conversion rate on third downs to your opponent, then that means your defense is doing something good. And, you know, allowing just 15 points a game tells you all you need to know.
What impresses you about Kevin Byard as a defensive back?
Well, it seems like he knows where the ball is. That's for sure. I mean, with the three interceptions, he's you know, the type of guy you want to have out there. Good, solid corner play in a couple of ex-Patriots and Ryan and Butler. And Vaccaro's been solid at the other safety spot. So this is an outstanding secondary, along with the linebackers who run very well and a big stout up front. I mean, I like this defense of the Titans.
Well, Dan, I have to ask you, man. Every time I watch the Chargers, I see Keenan Allen making plays all over the place in different ways. Man, is he, how underrated is he? Because he's got to be, you know, one of the top receivers in the National Football League.
Well, he's got 40 catches already, and that's saying quite a bit on a team that's won just two games. So he is Rivers' favorite target. And the other thing you got to look for on Sunday is the tight end, Hunter Henry.
Yes.
Is back. He had a huge day last week against Pittsburgh when he caught 8 passes and a couple of scores. So with Allen and Henry and also Mike Williams, the third-year pro out of Clemson,
right,
Rivers has 3 solid receivers to get the ball to.
Okay. Dan, we'll let you roll. Thanks so much. Enjoy our nice weather here, at least for now.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right, have a good day. From the NFL on CBS, it's Dan Fouts joining us. Will be on the call on TV Sunday of the Titans and the Chargers.
Well, if he never comes back on the show, you can blame me. That question did not go where I thought it would.
Well, if you could tell, boy, he was sharp on that one.
Golly, Mark, he ruined everything. Man.
Can't have anything.
Well, there is a similarity there, isn't there?
I guess so. Mm.
I didn't mean it disrespectfully because the guy had a phenomenal
disrespect
career.
Was that appropriately to ask at this moment in time?
I think it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say I didn't totally think it out.
Maybe we could have Dan Fouts and David Price on the show together sometime. We could ask about their playoff, playoff failures.
Yeah, late. Yeah, man, he's looking up right now, Googling Mark Howard.
Right, who is this guy?
And my postseason. My illustrious postseason.
He did ask you how your postseason's going. That was a, you know, that was a slam dunk on you, really, because you didn't play in one.
Yes, exactly. I got that.
Wow.
All righty. 9:12 the time on 104.5.
Wow. Sorry, Dan. Oh, you're not there. Can't hear us.
Dan,
you're so smart. Could you please take Dan and crew an email and say that we're apologizing for Mark Howard's question? Make sure you specific Mark Howard's
Do
question.
Do not reflect the views of the wake-ups.
We should have a penalty box that I sit in for like 5 minutes.
Yes, that would be major. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Nice little penalty box. We should get that.
All right, coming up next, Mark Hudspeth. He is the head coach at Austin Peay. They're off to a great start in OVC play. We'll see outlook for tomorrow against TSU when we come back. More Wake Up Zone coming up next here on The Zone. Blaine, first, and a word about Eurofix.
Yes, if you've ever been frustrated with whoever worked on your vehicle because you weren't allowed to go back to the service bay and talk to the technician to show them the problem, then you have to bring it back a second or a third time to get the same thing fixed. That's really annoying. Blaine Bishop here to tell you about Eurofix. Eurofix takes the irritation out of auto repair on European makes. Eurofix is happy to take you back to the service bay and back of the shop So you can talk to the technician. Get to know him personally so he understands your problem. So you're not bringing your vehicle back the second or the third time. And, oh, by the way, while you're back there in the shop, you won't find any oil puddles, dirt, trash, or grime all over the floor to ruin your clothes and shoes. And if you felt lied to by other repair centers, come on over to Eurofix. It's a place you can trust. You don't need an appointment like others insist. Just drop right on in. Eurofix provides you with a free rental car with every repair, plus a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on every repair, so you drive with confidence. So for Eurofix near you, give them a call. That's 844-EUROFIX. 844-EUROFIX, or you can visit them online at myeurofix.com.
Good thing.